All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of Life Beyond Boxes podcast. My name is Marian. Got Victor Shaves here, both with Permian Q. So this question comes a lot, actually, especially online. I've seen it on Reddit, on Quora, on a bunch of moving blogs, type of thing. Should you hire movers versus do it yourself?
Welcome to Life Beyond Boxes, a podcast brought to you by Premium Q Moving and Storage. We're here to guide you through the ups and downs of moving. Whether you're just starting to pack or you're settling into your new home, trust me, we got your back. Let's make your move memorable and stress-free. Are you ready? Let's dive in.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'll let you kind of dive into it because you're the one that takes most of the calls, the volume of calls for even, you know, people that call us within Boston or from the Florida location. Let's dive into maybe the top three reasons why someone should hire a moving company versus doing the move themselves.
Yeah.
And then we can also mention the scenarios where, they might, in some cases, it might not make sense to hire a moving company. Like if you have a couple of boxes to ship to LA because you're going to college or whatever, it might not make sense.
Absolutely. Right?
Yeah. So let's dive into the top three reasons why someone should hire a moving company.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, the do it yourself before hiring a mover kind of thing. That's the tale as old as time. That's what everyone always asks. But you really have to think about the justification, the time, the effort, and then the liability. So I would say the first thing that we tell customers between hiring yourself or hiring a moving company between doing it yourself is the liability factor. So not only for your health, obviously, you don't want to be moving stuff and pull your back out or twist the knee or anything like that.
I would say, in my opinion, that would be the first liability.
Absolutely.
Because if you screw your back or you hurt your knee or like, or God forbid, it's winter. And
So, I mean, the health factor is always an issue. Like, trust me, the cost of a moving company is a lot cheaper than any medical bills for a pulled out back or a bad knee or anything along those sorts. The biggest thing as far as liability goes is your items themselves. So when you hire a moving company, you're hiring them to do the work, but you're also hiring them for their license, for their insurance, for the fact that they do it every day. So one, they're going to protect their belongings or your belongings a lot more. But also, if something were to happen to those belongings, that's where hiring a moving company, you have them being licensed, you have them being insured, there's a claims department. So God forbid, if something does happen to your furniture, there's processes in place for the moving company to either reimburse you or get it fixed or something along the sorts. If you end up doing stuff yourself and you nick a wall, you crack your dining room table, that's on you because you were doing the work.
Or
so
if you're,
there's really
you're a renter and then landlord, you won't get your deposit back because you damage some of that stuff. But you said something there that I want to pause for a second. If you, the two types of liability, it's the cargo liability, which cargo means all the belongings.
Yep.
And then we have the property liability,
which
is, again, you might have renter's insurance, you might have homeowner's insurance, depending of each person's scenario. And then you have your own liability.
Yeah.
But even before all of those, and those are valid points, the way that I'm looking at it is, but is your time?
Absolutely.
Like if you have to take 2 days off from work, non-paid days off from work to handle a move, then you just have to do the math.
Yeah.
That's like, in my opinion, that would be the first
thing
to kind of take in consideration of like, all right, does it make sense to hire? How much do I lose income-wise if I'm off? And then we talk, then you stack stress and all the other things and going renting a truck and calling a couple of buddies and them not showing up and all that. But I'll let you continue. I just want to make sure I don't lose my...
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that goes to the second caveat of it is the time and the effort between you doing it yourself or having, obviously, a moving company do it. So first off, being as far as time goes, obviously, when you hire a moving company, these are people that do this for a living. They do it day in and day out. So they've really perfected the efficiency process of getting everything done in the least amount of time. Obviously, when you do a move yourself, not being in the moving industry and not knowing kind of the tricks and the little shortcuts that you can make to make everything expedient, it's going to take a lot longer. So that's where maybe that one day move with a moving company is now a 2 or 3 day move for you doing it yourself. Now you plan to take 1 day off of work. Now it's another 2. Now you're up to 3 moving days off from work. So it adds up very quickly when you just don't do it every day for a living. So that's where it's not only, you know, just the X amount of time that, you know, a moving company, because typically on your moving day, you would probably need to take the day off for the moving company to be there. But it gets a lot longer and it's a much more hassle of a process when you just haven't perfected it like a moving company like us have. So it really adds time to it when you do it yourself, where a moving company really expedites the whole process because we do it every day in and out. So it's really that 1 day move turning into 3 where you lose a lot more of the time. And then depending on what your job is, a day to 3 days, I mean, even an hour of work can be wide range of costs. So you really have to look at it on what your hours worth, what your minutes are worth, what your days are worth compared to what a moving company would charge accordingly.
And also, if we take in consideration all the factors, when you think of, all right, I'm going to take a day off because you think a day would be enough if you consider doing it yourself.
Yeah.
You take a day off, but then you realize, all right, do the people that I think that are going to be like your buddies, your friends, family members, are they off on that day? Do they have to take a day off from work just to help you move? And I heard a guy, his name is Alex Hormozzi, big in the business acquisition. Like he had this thing where he says the way that he chooses his friends, he said, if somebody would call me today and say, hey, Alex, can you help me move? He would say, well, no, I'm sorry. I cannot. I don't have the time to help you move. But here's $200 to help you with the cost of hiring somebody to do it for you. So that was something so powerful when I heard it. If a lot more people would think that way, they would understand. All right. Because again, your parents might say, or my parents, or a lot of people that may not even consider this as a task to hire somebody to do it for you, might say, well, no, I'll do it myself. It doesn't, like, a day is not that much, or a couple hours. But then you realize the people that you try to do the move with, they might not show up, or they might show up and they're just grumpy because they had to take a couple hours off of work, or like, all kinds of scenarios that I can think of. And it's never enough time to, you'll say, all right, I'm going to take Friday off from work. But then you realize, oh, I haven't packed. I like a box. Like me and my wife, we moved last year. And, you know, being in the business for so many years, I said, all right, I'm going to let my wife do the packing because she knows where she wants the stuff. But I'm not even going to be there for the actual move because my time is so much more valuable than just staying there and trying to direct a couple of guys to do. And on top of that, you know, it wouldn't be like a good vibe or being
there. A little scared.
But going back to the number one, you said the number one reason would be liability, right?
Yeah.
What would be number 2 going to your time?
Yep. Number 2 would definitely be just the cost versus your time and what your time kind of costs to you. The third one is, it wouldn't be the social aspect of it, but maybe, you know, it goes towards the social aspect of it. You know, once you get up to a certain age, you know, when you're 20, 25, and you got a 1-bedroom worth of stuff, it's very easy to call a couple buddies, say, hey, listen, I got a 30-pack of beer and free pizza for you to help move 4 or 5 items.
You can get it done,
You start getting after 30, you start getting a 3 to 4-bedroom house. Trust me, you will lose friends very quickly if you're calling them, you know, every 5 years asking them to help move. And then you go into the ones that say yes, but then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, God forbid, grandmas start passing away on move day, you know, car accidents, everything, every excuse under the book just to get out of moving, because moving sucks. No one wants to move. So a lot of people, a lot of friends will say yes in person, but then they don't show up. Or a lot of friends will make up an excuse, and then next time you pick up the call just to go watch a ball game or catch a beer, they're not going to answer just for the fact that you might be asking them to move again. So, you know, it's kind of we're not all as young as we used to be. It's not an easy process when you start getting into homes instead of apartments. So it's tough to get friends to begin, and then it's tough to keep friends when you ask them to move every five years or so.
No, and you're right. We moved from Woburn to Everett. I mean, we moved from a one-bedroom and moved to Everett. It wasn't any addition to the family. We didn't have any kids. We didn't have any extra relatives that came to live with us. But it only took 2 years to fill up a full 26-foot truck up to the roof.
I mean, that's the thing. You never realize how much shit you have until you start moving.
And then it's also the sentimental aspect of it. A lot of people, you know, they might have memories with the furniture they might have and a lot of other belongings that need to go from point A to point B, regardless if it's locally here or interstate. Yeah. And that's another factor, right? We'll dive into that next regarding longer distance moves. But when you hire a moving company, if we do this on a daily basis, the guys know what they have to do to get it right and get it done fast.
Yeah.
If you put all your sentimental values behind every item that you want to pack yourself, it's going to take you forever.
Of course.
How many times you go to estimates and people say, well, we won't need packing or maybe some partial packing. And then we get closer to the move day 2-3 days ahead and they realize, hey, Victor, actually, can you send the you know, a couple of guys the day before because we realize we haven't packed.
Yeah, well, I mean, this
is the first 2 times.
There's just not enough hours in a day and a week for you to be continuing working, especially if you have kids and a family, and then to add packing on top of it. Everyone goes, you know, okay, I'll get 5 to 10 boxes packed a day. But, you know, some boxes are more time consuming than others. You miss one day and then you're in a hole for the amount and you're trying to play catch up. And then there's a lot more other stress involved when it comes to moving. So the time adds up quickly. And trust me, you blink an eye and it's already your move day. And, you know, you're like, where did the time go? So that's where hiring a moving company, you know, it takes the stress off your back. You go, no worries. If the guys can help you pack up or finish packing up on move day, we can always set a couple guys to go there a couple days before to pack up. So it's like an insurance policy, not only for your time, not only for your belongings, but just for your mind, you know, to know that, okay, you know, I'll get as much packing as I can do, but if I fall a little bit short, it's not going to mess up anything. It's not going to ruin stuff. You know, I'm kind of covered either way. So that's kind of the biggest thing when it comes to packing help and getting down to it. When you have a moving company already booked, that if you don't get all the packing done last minute, you're still going to be okay. It's not going to affect your move that widely because, you know, we'd be able to take care of it kind of thing.
And we have a tutorial, now that you mentioned packing a lot more in depth, we have a tutorial where we show people how to, if they pack their own boxes, how to make sure they label them properly. In my opinion, it's not even just the packing itself, but you pack a box and you don't write on the sides of the box where the box is coming from and just some basic stuff like what was in it. You don't have to label every single item, but if it's a combination of pillows and jewelry, for example, like you should have at least those two listed. But then you, let's say you pack 20, 30 boxes yourself and you don't label them properly or you don't label them at all. You get to the next location, point B, like offloading, and then the guys don't even know where to put the stuff. Yeah. Or they would come to you and ask you, like, well, would you like these boxes?
Yeah.
Well, what's in it?
We don't know. Yeah.
So now that adds up time just because you're not really, you didn't take necessarily an extra 5-10 minutes to kind of understand what that process might look like.
And honestly, you wouldn't know that if you didn't be looking for a moving company and you didn't have a moving company like us that do videos to educate people and this podcast especially. Why would you know that? I mean, if this is your second move, you moved from an apartment. Now this is, you know, you moved yourself into your house, but now you have a lot more stuff because it's a 4-bedroom house. Now you're going to maybe a bigger house and you have a lot more stuff. You've never done a move like this, so you don't know those kind of things. So it really just makes sure that you know all the information. There's a moving company that's kind of, you know, We're your concierge. We're right there to help you out with whatever, give you insights. I mean, when you get a quote from us and you book a move, you continuously get emails from us just updating you on, hey, this is where you should be in the packing. This is tips and tricks to make sure that unpacking goes safely. And then, you know, if your stuff gets to the house, we're going to bring the boxes to the exact room it is so it can expedite the unpacking process for you. But if you're looking for one, two particular items, like the night of the move, when you move in and you don't have your boxes labeled, it's like finding, you know, a needle in a haystack. You're not going to know exactly where everything is. And then it just becomes the mountain. Now you're overwhelmed. You're looking for an item. You know, you're getting frustrated. You're opening up one box. You're looking at it briefly. It's not in there. You're going to another box. Then you got to relook at every box because you didn't look it through it, you know, thoroughly. You know, it's tough. So it just adds to the mountain of stress, which is relocating when you're just trying to do everything yourself kind of thing.
Yeah, and then it adds up to the stress, but then you also lose more time. And then again,
it's a vicious
circle. Keep going to the wheel of not even thinking like, oh, damn, I didn't realize that this is going to take me like forever to get it done. We're talking about a basic task. Like it's not something so, like you don't have to strategize weeks ahead.
Yeah.
But just take a couple of these things. Why, of course, if you end up hiring a moving company like us, you would ask the questions. And even if you don't ask the questions, you would see the tutorials that we send you on in the emails, kind of following up to the move itself. But no, I feel like this is important. And then we can close kind of the whole discussion with, yeah, there are scenarios when some people might not need a moving company.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you are a student and you just have a couple of boxes that and maybe a single mattress.
Yeah.
Can you handle it yourself? Of course.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
In my opinion, you still have to take in consideration a couple of things. If you have a couple items that don't fit in a regular car or an SUV or for that matter, and you have to rent a truck or a van.
Yeah.
A lot of times these companies are advertising, you know, $20 a day or whatever.
Yeah.
But then you don't realize they charge you per mile.
Yep.
Then you don't realize you have to have insurance for that. And then if you don't, then you have to purchase it extra from there. Then, especially if we're talking summertime, a lot of times you won't find a truck available.
Yeah. Not to mention that, you know, if you don't drive a box truck every single day, there's a lot of roads, especially in Boston, you can't go down. And trust me, a $20 a day rental goes up a lot when you get sterile-drived and you take the top off of the box truck. So it's stuff that you don't know what roads you can go down. You don't know if it will even fit. Obviously, when you get into city streets, you sideswipe, you know, a mirror off of a BMW. Oh, that boy. Stuff costs, you know, a lot. But really, when it comes to doing it yourself, there is ways you can do it yourself that don't have really the risk involved. And it just goes down to more what amount that you're shipping. You know, obviously, if you're 4 or 5 boxes and you can throw them in a van, it doesn't make sense to pay a minimum of a moving company.
Oh, of course,
You know, if you are moving to New York, but you only have 5 boxes worth of, you know, personal stuff, it might make sense to go to UPS or FedEx to get that shipped. You know, so there is definitely ways that you can do it yourself, but it's always nice to reach out to a moving company because we'll tell you, you know,
I mean,
right
away.
The quotes
are for free anyway.
100%. You know, they're non-obligating. In, you know, worst comes to worst, you just get a little education on, we can steer you where to go. You know, there's a lot of times that we get calls from customers and we tell them to call UPS or we might recommend them to rent a van from, you know, Home Depot or something like that. It just doesn't make sense. You know, we don't want to steer anybody wrong. I mean, you know, we're not in here to just book every single job. We're in here to make sure that everyone gets whatever relocation process they need, whether it's with us or not. So,
because if we make a good recommendation for someone that just needs a little help, then in the future, when they will need eventually a moving company, they'll remember like, oh, no, these guys actually helped me out the last time. With
some of my favorite leads that we've converted have been ones that we haven't converted right away. And it's, you know, a college kid that calls us looking, you know, to move. And we might steer them in a different way to tell them, hey, listen, you can save a little bit of money this way. They get back to their parents about it. Now, all of a sudden, their parents are moving their 5-bedroom house,
exactly,
you know, a few years later. And the conversation starts with, you know, hey, is this Victor from Premium Q? And I go, yeah, how can we help you? And he goes, you talked to my daughter 3 years ago about a move that you guys didn't do for her, but you kind of steered her in the right way. And that always stuck with me, you know, in our head. So you are our first call. I mean, the ROI on those leads are, you know, the best. I mean, it just means that you're doing some things right. You know, you're in the business for the right reasons. And, you know, anytime you are like that, it always comes back, you know, somewhere around, you know, on the good side anyway. So, yeah, those are some of our favorite leads to kind of, you know, come to us and, you know, kind of work out, because, you know, it's always good to do good things for good people, you know?
Exactly. And I remember it was another student that we helped with. At first, we just stored some boxes. I remember he transferred, I think, from Boston to New York to go to school, but he had a furnished apartment there or something like that. Yep. And then we kept his stuff in storage for a while. And then eventually when he moved from New York back to Boston, mm-hmm. Then he called us to go, because he had, the apartment was furnished already, but then he acquired more furniture and whatnot. And then we helped them from New York to Boston. But other scenarios could be, especially for students, they might just need stuff to, or they might want us to ask for a price, like how much it would cost to ship these boxes to, I don't know, like Florida, LA, whatever. And they might realize, we do have scenarios, not as often as like bell lines or whatever, like when we do shared shipments.
Yeah.
But if we get 3-4 calls in a week towards the same state, and then everybody has a couple of boxes and whatnot, in that scenarios, we would put together a little bit of a kind of mix of quotes to do it. So if you're not in a rush and you can keep the boxes in storage for a little bit, then we can, you know, if the price makes sense.
Yeah.
But in some scenarios, like you said, yes, we recommend them to UPS or FedEx or whatever.
Anything over, you know, there's only, and it also depends on what's in the boxes, right? So again, it's the value of what you're shipping more than the number of things you're shipping. Obviously, if you're shipping one item, but that one item is $10,000, you know, worth of whatever it might be, it obviously makes sense to hire a professional moving company, because again, it goes to the liability factor of it, that they'll take care of it. I mean, I think the biggest thing, and to kind of really sum it up and get it to like a one-liner kind of thing, the biggest thing with do-it-yourself between hiring a moving company is you're not hiring a moving company to do the labor. You're hiring the moving company to care about your belongings. So it's them taking the time to wrap their belongings, because it is their job and it's what they get paid for. So it's that aspect that you're paying for. A lot of people just think about, it's the labor because I don't want to do it. It's really the care and the effort that you're paying for when hiring a moving company, more than just guys picking up boxes and furniture and moving them to the destination.
No, so so true. And now that you said, you know, if you have to ship some valuable items. A couple of years ago, we had a grand piano. Now, of course, if you have a piano, you're not going to just do it yourself.
Yeah.
Nobody can help you move a piano. Yeah. But I remember this one case. It was a guy that shipped from Italy a grand piano to Boston, and you know, it came in a crate and all that. Now imagine if you try to, like, again, you won't move a piano by yourself, but if it's in this case, you know, a musical instrument or some type of like really special item, you might just need help creating that thing properly. Like, sometimes you have to put together, like, you know, pieces of wood to create it together, to nail it together, to actually make it safe, and then you can bring it to UPS and FedEx to ship it.
Yeah, yeah.
If shipping doesn't make sense, but even just making sure that it's packed properly in a scenario like that can make a huge difference.
And that can be for smaller items too. I mean, I know we did a job recently for, I believe it was in Brookline, that the guy paid us, you know, our minimum just to go out and pack an espresso machine that he was shipping to his daughter in California. And the espresso machine was, you know, probably at least, you know. So it was a very nice espresso machine. And, you know, UPS shipping, you know, was probably, I don't know, maybe 100, $200. But they're not going to package the thing. So he paid us the minimum just to go there, make sure it's wrapped correctly, and make sure that it's going to survive the UPS shipping. So again, there's always ways that a moving company can help you out with any aspect of your relocation or your moving, no matter the item is. But you just got to give them a call, and, you know, they'll tell you what they can do, you know, what your options is, whether it's with us or, you know, with a different sort of shipping or a different type of shipping. And we can tell you what we can do for you, what other places can do for you. And, you know, you can kind of customize to whatever the service you need. And, you know, what, you know, makes sense of doing a little bit yourself, but then hiring movers for the other stuff and so on.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line, regardless if it's local, interstate, international, for that matter, we can pretty much help even just with the advice part of the process, you know, because the quotes are for free, obviously, but sometimes you just need some guidance on like how things should be due, like what would be the timeline of something, like any specific item, or even if it's not necessarily something very valuable, you might just need some guidance, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah. Again, I mean, we do this every day. You know, we've been doing this for 10 years now. We've done it, you know, 365 days for 10 years. So we know everything. We've seen everything. Obviously, people don't move that often. If you're lucky, you move every 5 years. If you're unlucky, you move maybe once a year kind of thing. So it's a thing where we do it. We've seen everything, good, bad, in between. So give us a call. Get our insight. We'll let you know whatever we can, and you know, you take the information and then you customize whatever works best for you.
100%. All right, guys, thanks a lot for listening or watching, depending where you're consuming this episode. Don't forget, as always, in the first description of this episode, you'll be able to find a link. You can ask your question there. And if you just need some guidance, if you're regardless if you're in Massachusetts or Florida, because that our locations, one of them it's in Boston, the other one is in Tampa, Florida, but anywhere in between, for that matter, if you have any questions, you can also find our phone number in the show notes, in the description of this episode. And if you, again, if you like the show, let us know. You can rate us on both Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And until the next one, don't forget, you can always subscribe on any of your platforms of choice where you like to consume both audio and video. Video, we are on YouTube. Audio on all the... And audio platforms, everything from Apple to Spotify and everything in between. Subscribe to Life Beyond Boxers podcast. For some reason, it's still hard to mention this name since we changed it. It used to be the Moving Day podcast, but now, in case any of you guys are wondering. But anyway, thanks a lot for consuming this episode, guys. We'll catch you in the next one.
Thank you for joining us on Life Beyond Boxes. If you enjoyed this episode and found it to be helpful, please subscribe to our show. Don't forget you can watch these episodes on our YouTube channel. Just check the link in the description for this and other related episodes. Until next time, keep it moving forward, and here's to a life beyond boxes.